Agricultural programs are made possible by Risk Management Commodities Incorporated, headquartered in Lafayette, Indiana, with branches in Chalmers, Indiana, and Hudsonville, Illinois, providing independent commodity, financial, and currency analysis to its clients and newsletter subscribers. On the web at myrmconline.com.
Good morning. You're listening to WILL AM 580. Stay tuned. International news from the BBC World Service is coming up at 9 o'clock. But first, with the pre-opening market report, here's Dave Dickey.
Thank you much, Chris, and good Thursday morning, everyone. The Labor Department today says that U.S. consumer prices remained flat in January. The seasonally adjusted index of consumer prices held steady for the second straight month. Falling energy prices offset higher costs for shelter, clothes, and medical services. This morning, USDA chief economist Joseph Glauber released his first projections for the 2013-14 growing season at the Outlook Forum in Arlington, Virginia. The numbers look like this for corn. Glauber puts production at 14.530 billion bushels and plantings at 96.5 million acres. The ethanol crush is projected at 4.675 billion bushels. The yield is 163.6, according to Glauber and the chief economist office. And the average price for corn, $4.80 a bushel. For soybeans, production put at 3.405 billion bushels with plantings of 77.5 million acres and an average price of $10.50 a bushel, with a bushel per acre yield of 44.6. This morning, private exporters reported to USDA export sales of 130,450 metric tons of soybeans for delivery to unknown destinations. Of the total, 75,450 tons for delivery during the 2012-13 marketing year, the balance, 55,000 tons for delivery during the 2013-14 marketing year. Also this morning, wheat coming out of our country, export sales of 110,000 metric tons of soft red winter wheat for delivery to unknown destinations, 55,000 tons for delivery during the 12-13 marketing year, and 55,000 tons for delivery during the 13-14 marketing year. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, 13,860, is down 63 points. The NASDAQ, 3139, is down almost 25. The S&P 500, at 1501, is down 10.5 points.
I'm Zach Grant, manager of the Sustainable Student Farm at the University of Illinois. The farm is lending a hand to WILL during February's Clear the Air radio drive. Everyone who pledges at least $120 will receive three starter plants, basil, tomato, and pepper. The plants will be grown at our farm in Urbana and will be available for pickup on Saturday, April 13th at the Horticulture Club's Mom's Day Flower Show. Go to willpledge.org or call 217-244-9455 for more information.
Joining us now with a look at agricultural weather is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
A winter storm continues to impact portions of the southwestern Corn Belt and the central U.S. plains. The storm system will continue to work its way into an east-northeastward direction as we go forward through the next couple of days, bringing snow and a mixture of freezing rain, sleet, and rain across portions of the Midwest. The storm system has already been rather impressive, with over 10 inches of snow reported just around dawn this morning in the Wichita, Kansas area in hard red winter wheat country. Many areas out there will see 6 to 12 inch accumulations and local totals up to 20 inches by the time the storm system is done. This will be most significant across south central through north central and northeastern parts of Kansas into southwest Iowa and northern Missouri. The storm system will leave behind moisture totals running anywhere from 3/10 to 1 inch and local amounts in the 1 to 1.5 inch range. The storm system will also produce quite a bit of a travel issue across the central plains and, for that matter, even from the central plains into parts of northern Illinois, Wisconsin, and, of course, Iowa as well. Southwestern Iowa will see more than a foot of snow accumulation, but the northeast will probably see 3 to 6 inches. 2 to 4 inches may occur across portions of Wisconsin, and maybe even Chicago and parts of northern sections of Illinois may end up with 3 to 6 inch accumulations from the storm as well. The system will not have much impact on the lower eastern Midwest, or even Ohio for that matter, and parts of Indiana will see only limited amounts of moisture with this event. There will be a second storm system that will come in this weekend that will impact portions of Kansas, Nebraska, and areas from the eastern Dakotas into parts of Iowa, Wisconsin, and Minnesota. These areas will see varying amounts of snowfall. Anywhere from 2 to 6 inch accumulations will likely occur, and moisture totals could get upwards to around 3 or 4 tenths of an inch in a few areas in extreme eastern Nebraska and northwestern Iowa. We'll keep an eye on that system. It should end up being somewhat weaker because this first storm system is going to rob the atmosphere of moisture, most likely, and so this system will likely be a little bit weaker when it actually comes to fruition. Now, once we're done with this second storm system, I think the majority of the region in the Midwest will see a drier bias as we move forward through next week. That drier bias will occur while temperatures are quite cold, and the end result of that will likely be really nothing too serious, but it will certainly keep the ground cold and locked up with snow on top of it in the northern parts of the region, and not much of an opportunity for much moisture to soak into the ground for a while. Those temperatures are expected to be generally favorable, typical of midwinter, I'm afraid, and that will keep a lot of us in chill for a while. Temperatures will be rather cool across the Midwest as we go forward through these next few days. We'll likely see the high temperatures in the western portions of the Corn Belt running in the teens and 20s today, 20s and 30s tomorrow, and 20s and 30s again as we move deeper into Saturday and Sunday. In the meantime, the warmest air, if you want to call it that, will be in the southeastern parts of the Midwest. Areas from the Ohio River Valley into the state of Ohio will likely see some 40-degree rings, maybe even some 50s on Friday afternoon, ahead of the storm system, but temperatures today will not be that warm, mostly in the 20s and 30s across the eastern Midwest, and readings will be similar again later in the weekend after the cool air settles in. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Support for this agricultural weather report comes from Busey. Busey believes that healthy businesses strengthen our local economy. They have a commercial banking team with 20-plus years of experience providing lending solutions to meet unique business needs. Busey. Your dream, our promise.
Let's go ahead and look at the electronic trade in Kansas City. March wheat, 770 down 7 and a quarter. July, 787 down 7 and 3 quarters. March wheat in Chicago, 729 and 3 quarters down 8 and 3 quarters. July, 738 down 10. March corn, 695 and a half down 5. July, 676 down 6 and 3 quarters. December, 556 and a quarter down 5 and a quarter. March beans, 1478 and a half down 4 and a quarter. July, 1447 and three quarters down 8 and a half. November, 1275 and three quarters down 11 and a quarter. March soybean meal, 434.10 up 50. March soybean oil, 51.54 down 53. February live cattle, 125.45 up 35. March feeders, 140.52 and a half down 20. And April lean hogs at 82.85 down 10. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Ellen Dearden of AgriView, and she is in Morton, Illinois. Good morning, Ellen.
Good morning, Dave.
Looks like the first take from USDA is for a record corn crop this year.
Yeah, a record corn crop. But keep in mind that a year ago when the baseline projections came out from USDA in the February Outlook meeting, that they had a corn yield that was similarly much larger than what came to fruition. USDA is using a yield this year at 163.6, I believe, and last year just a hair under that. So it's pretty optimistic to think that we can have that kind of a yield if we're going to expand acres. And certainly the numbers that came out of USDA this morning were probably on the low side of planted corn acres compared to the trade.
Interesting. In his speech, Joseph Glauber said there was no reason to believe that we wouldn't reach 163.6 at this particular time.
Yeah, at this particular time, and certainly with this huge storm that's dumping moisture in the western Corn Belt, really all the way up into northern part of Nebraska, this will help on an extremely dry area. You know, I keep hearing the talk that the weather pattern may have changed, but I think most guys in extremely dry areas, this western Corn Belt, are still taking a wait-and-see attitude. That looks a little optimistic to me, both on the particularly on the yield side on the corn. Now, on the bean side, they're using 44.6 bushels per acre. It's probably a little higher than what I would be using, but, you know, that's still going to be a large bean crop if we can pull that out.
I would think the carryover would be something north of 200 million.
Yeah, it probably would be. And, you know, USDA has been pretty optimistic at their outset numbers. Mm-hmm. So I think we can look at that. I thought it was interesting, too, Dave, that really these baseline projections, they put out numbers all the way out into 10 years out, 2022. That look how wheat acres continue to lose ground in the U.S.
And maybe not so surprising, giving exports also losing ground in the U.S.
Yeah, and, you know, we've got India that seems to be able to ramp up pretty easily in a lot of other areas as well.
Thank you, Ellen. That's Ellen Dearden of AgriView, and she is in Morton, Illinois. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana.